It is March 2nd, Monday morning, coming to you from Cyprus. I thought I would do a very quick video update on this Monday morning as we had a drone hit the Akrotiri airbase here in Cyprus on the island of Cyprus, the Akrotiri airbase, located very close to the city center of Limassol. The Akrotiri airbase, along with the Dekelia airbase, are two airbases, British airbases, which are considered overseas British territory. They are considered sovereign British territory, as it was established in the 1960 treaty, which saw Cyprus gain its independence from Britain, but the British in that treaty retained control of the two air bases. So yes, the island of Cyprus, the territory of Cyprus, got hit by a drone, but the Republic of Cyprus was not attacked by Iran or by Hezbollah, because there are reports which claim that this drone may not have been fired by Iran, but perhaps by Hezbollah, now that Hezbollah has entered into the conflict. We are very close, Cyprus, the island, is very close to where everything is happening in this war. And I just wanted to set the record straight, because there are a lot of accounts saying that Cyprus, the Republic of Cyprus, was hit by a drone. That is not true. The island of Cyprus was hit by a drone, but the Republic of Cyprus was not hit by a drone. British overseas territories, sovereign British territory, was hit by a drone. 008 Keir Starmer, he put out a statement saying that he is now going to get Ukraine experts involved so that they can deal with drone attacks and intercepting drones and missiles. So that was Keir Starmer's answer to all of this, 008 Keir Starmer. Incompetence all around in the UK and in Europe. But that's the situation here in Cyprus. Overall, things this morning are calm. Obviously, there's no panic, but there is concern. Absolutely, there is concern, because we do have these British overseas territories on our island, operating on our island. We can't really do much about it, because these territories are not part of the actual Republic of Cyprus, but we have to live with them here on this island. That is just the reality of the situation. That has been the reality of the situation since 1960, and even before 1960. But it does put the island at risk, the overall island and the Republic at risk. What if things escalate? What if more drones are sent into Akrotiri or into the airbase in Dekelia? What if missiles are sent into the air bases? And of course, you always have to worry about debris or possible misfires, I guess. I mean, there is a risk in general for things to escalate, and for other parts of the island, parts that are the Republic of Cyprus, the rest of the island, perhaps being put in danger, being put at risk, because we have these overseas territories operating here in Cyprus. But that is the situation here in Cyprus. I just wanted to clear things up. I've said this before in many video updates on my channel, but mostly on the Duran, that the airbase in Akrotiri, the airbase in Dekelia, these are British airbases. These are British overseas territories. This is not part of the Republic of Cyprus. And that is the reality of the situation here. And we live with that reality without the ability to do much about it. Anyway, that is the video for this morning. We'll be back later on today. Take care.